In the Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. We come to the last part of the dua in Surah Al Imran, which is related with the Ulil Albab, where they will say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Rabbana wa atina ma wa'attana ala rusulika wa la tukhzina yawma al qiyamah innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Which means, O our Rabb, grant us that which you promised us through your messengers, and do not disgrace us on the day of resurrection, for you never break your promise. The beautiful dua, and inshallah tomorrow we'll see the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reply to that dua, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also replied to this dua. The point I want to make for myself and you is that to be conscious of the Akhirah is the sign of intelligence. And with respect to the Ulil Albab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very specifically. And tomorrow we'll see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied. Because, and that's how this set of ayat, if you look at them all together, they begin, that is the reason they begin with knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Knowing Allah, remembering Allah, obeying Allah. This is the beginning of all intelligence. Then comes everything else. And if we learn in this sequence, then it also closes back at this issue of the dua we make. So like what we said yesterday and what we said today, the dua is focused on the Akhirah. And they are saying, O Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of judgment. O Allah, give us what your Anbiya promised to us. And you never break your promise. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us He will give us something, He will give us, inshallah. But as I have mentioned many times before, the promises of the Quran are always two-sided. There is no one-sided promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah never said, don't do anything, I will just give it. No. It's always, you have to do something to get something. We have to do something to get something. You do not get something without doing anything. That is the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in this world. The law of cause and effect. People believe the law of cause and effect. And again, everything relates back to the Quran if you look at it. Because if you take the law of cause and effect, this is one of the laws of physics. The law of cause and effect. But we restrict, because you do not start with zikrullah, because you do not start with knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore the effect is restricted to what we can see. Islam is saying the same law. There is a law of cause and effect, but the effect is not restricted to what you can see. The effect, the actual effect, goes beyond what you can see. The effect of our cause, the effect of our actions, is not only in this dunya, but it is also in the Akhirah. And even in this dunya, the effect of our actions is not only restricted to what we can see, but even in the dunya, it extends to that which we cannot see. For example, what is the effect of charity? There is a direct effect, which is, you give something to somebody, that person is happy, you can see the happiness on that person's face. So that's a direct, immediate effect. But what is the hidden effect in the dunya? What is the hidden effect of charity? It puts barakah in your wealth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are in tightened circumstances, if you are in straitened circumstances, if you are short of funds, give charity. Because it will put barakah in the funds. So, one effect in this dunya, we are not talking about the Akhirah, this dunya. This dunya, the hidden effect of charity is that it puts barakah in your own wealth. In this dunya, another effect of charity which is not immediately visible for us is that it cools down the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give charity because charity cools the anger of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with you for something, give charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And then the effect of charity continues, does not only with this dunya. Effect of charity continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you spend one dirham, dinar, one piece, one, you know, whatever unit in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is like planting a grain, and from this grain will grow a stalk, and this stalk will have 7 stalks, and each stalk will have 100 grains each. So one, you plant one and you will get 700 times, which is in this dunya as well as in the akhirah. So the effect now, if you see it, we're still talking about the same law of physics, which is cause and effect. But cause and effect, Islam shows us that cause and effect is not restricted to what we can see. It is what we can see, plus it is what we cannot see in this world, and then it extends to the akhirah. So that effect of that charity, whatever you gave 10 bucks to somebody, is not just 10 bucks. That thing has got a lot of things behind it. And I'm giving you only one example. You can take this example and extend it to all the actions we do. The same thing applies to the opposite. Same thing applies to the opposite. A sin that we commit, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? So many places in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not commit sins because, what does it do? He said, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one place, do not fight with each other. Do not have ikhtilaf with each other. Why? He said, tadhabu rihukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your waqar, your honor, your image, your effect and influence on people, this will go away. That's not immediately visible, but this will happen. Just ikhtilaf between two Muslims, between people. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not dispute. Disputing today, one of the biggest evils of this ummah, one of the major evils of this ummah is the disputes that we have with each other. Constantly disputing. All kinds, and usually the matters we dispute over are ridiculous. I mean, if you told those things to people outside our communities, they will laugh in your face. So you actually fight about this. So the world of cause and effect is not only restricted here, goes through, and that is the whole point of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these people of intelligence. And Allah said, people of intelligence are the ones who can see the whole picture. Not people who are seeing only one part of the picture and being fooled by that one part of the picture. They see the whole picture. So for example, as I said, a good deed has an effect. An evil deed also has an effect. Take the issue of interest, for example. We take a loan on riba. What is the immediate visible effect? I have money. The bank just sanctioned me this OD, so now I have money. I can go buy myself a nice car, I can buy myself a house, I can do this. So, effectively, the effect is visible, positive. But what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? Do you have money? Is it positive? You just accepted a declaration of war from Allah. You have money? You don't have money, you have fire. You just bought yourself some piece of hellfire. You just bought yourself a piece of Jahannam. You didn't buy real estate in this dunya, you bought real estate in Jahannam. Because if you die with that loan, this apartment of yours, this flat of yours, this house of yours is going to be converted into a flat in Jahannam. Now who understands this? The one who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is doing dhikr of Allah. That's the reason why I said, dhikrullah is what? Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah is not simply saying Allah, Allah, Allah. No. Dhikrullah is a combination of these three things. Knowing Allah. Nobody can know Allah completely in the sense of fi bizzatihi, but that's not the issue. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His signs, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His ni'mat, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His afwal wa asar. So therefore, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And when we know, what do? We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, and that is the meaning of taqwa. And then we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you disobey Allah? You cannot disobey Allah. You have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what gives us tawakkul. So good deeds have an effect, evil deeds have an effect. Both have an effect. And this sequence of teaching and learning, how Allah described the people of intelligence, are people who therefore see the whole picture. And when they see the whole picture, they make this dua. They make this dua. Oh Allah, give us that which you promised through your Anbiya. And do not disgrace us on the day of judgment. Imagine how disgraceful it is. In this dunya we live and, you know, we do whatever we want, and the world thinks, oh mashallah, such a big man, so big rais, and so on and so on. And on the day of judgment, if we, may Allah protect us from that, if we come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as somebody who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, Allah will not look at the person. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject. And if you read the words of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shows what a terrible thing it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will not look at them, وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ, and Allah will not purify them, and they will be in the hellfire. The worst punishment, much worse than the fire of Jahannam, is the fact that Allah will not look at you. That is a million times, million, zillion, trillion times worse than actually burning in the hellfire. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at you. That is disgrace. That is the ultimate disgrace. And that's why the dua, وَلَا تُخْسِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh Allah, do not give us disgrace on the day of judgment. Oh Allah, look at us. Acknowledge us. These are my slaves. That is the greatest honor. That is, there is no honor that is bigger than the fact that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at us and accept us. Being ignored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest of punishments. There's no punishment bigger than that. And that is what we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, do not put us into that. Accept us, accept our work. Accept our work not because our work is worthy of acceptance by you, but accept it because you are the most forgiving and you are the most merciful. Accept our work as a symbol of your forgiveness and as a symbol of your mercy. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.